Good morning, Fun Facts Friday. We are with Jack Haynes again, who is full of information about all kinds of things we know nothing about. We are at the back of the balcony, at the very back, at the top row, and there's a door that we alluded to last week that has the rope for the bell. We call it bell.
Church bell.
Yeah.
Now this is different from the bells. This is different from the bells that play.
That's correct.
And what's that called? That's called. They play hymns at certain times of the day.
Am I still in the picture?
So this looks strange. This is a bell rope.
It is. It's 75 feet long. It goes all the way up in the steeple to where the big bell is, which, by the way, is 107 years old. And we've been bringing children over here on Sunday, in between Sunday school, for over 30 years to let them pull the rope and ring the bell.
Now, tell us the story of Will McMaster.
William McMaster. When we first started, came up with the idea to let the children ring the bell, the rope was a hemp rope, which was about that big around, and about the third child on a particular Sunday, the rope broke. Will fell in the floor, and 75 feet of rope fell on top of him. And he's laying there smiling and laughing, and I had my camera, and I took a picture of him laying in the floor with 75 feet of rope piled on him. And his mother, Beth, has that picture today. And he's a doctor.
Now, apart from third grade Sunday school hour, okay, when is this bell rung?
It's not. I'm the only one that rings it that I know of.
Was there a time that, you know, lots of churches have bells that ring just 15 minutes before the service begins? Was that ever practiced here?
When we had the celebration in the 90s, someone was up here ringing the bell. I don't know who it was.
Okay.
That's the only time it's being pulled.
So I thought this was all automatic. Electric.
Different bell.
Different bell.
Mm-hmm. There are more than one.
There's
bell
another bell?
Oh, yes.
So what bell is this? I mean, how old is this bell?
107 years old. We had a fire in 1910, and the bell got melted. It was in the steeple, okay, 1910. And in the history book, it says a church member replaced the bell immediately. And so we did the figuring, and it's 107 years old.
I want to pull the bell rope.
Go ahead.
Oh, I hear it. But you can't hear it very well from in here.
No.
But you should see the children's eyes when they hear the bell ringing.
And how much force does that take?
The child cannot.
Well, I've been working out.
The child cannot pull the rope by themselves. So for 30 years, I've been pulling the rope with the child. And I think in 30 years, we had one child that turned around and didn't want to do it. So I could write a book.
It wasn't one of my children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there we have it, the church bell that obviously had more of a function 100 years ago than it does now, but all third grade Sunday school children get an opportunity to ring this bell. And last year, obviously this didn't happen last year, so this year third grade and fourth grade will have an opportunity. That's correct?
Correct. Great. They also get a sticker. It says, I rang the big church bell today.
Oh,
and so mothers have told me they have it in their baby books.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we'll be back next week with some more from Jack and his institutional knowledge of this church, but have a wonderful weekend.